Hello and welcome. Scare track. Episode. Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. Scare Track is a podcast featuring three scare enthusiasts who discuss the crazy world of scare entertainment. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
You're listening to Scare Track, the UK's first scare attraction podcast. Now, welcome your hosts, Mikey, Sean, and Hannah.
Hello and welcome to episode 83 of the Scare Track podcast and part 2 of the ScareCon 2018 trilogy special. That's right, this is part 2 of the special, guys. So if you haven't heard part 1 yet, make sure you go back and listen to episode 82 first. That brings you all the information and all the fun we had from the daytime at ScareCon. ScareCon, the annual scare convention here in the UK, Europe's only scare convention, now in its 11th year, and it was back at Alton Towers Resort for this year, guys. The biggest one ever, and that's why we've got 3 episodes coming up. This is part 2. Be sure to listen to part 1 first, and then part 3 will be coming out shortly too, guys. So that's 3 episodes to enjoy from the 2018 season of ScareCon. That's what we should call it, the season of ScareCon. I like that. So, guys, without further ado, I'm going to take you back to the evening of ScareCon on the 22nd of May 2018 at the Alton Towers Convention Centre, where we are, well, basically getting nice and drunk. The first part of this episode will be the SCAR Awards. Now, the SCARs are the Scare Awards of the UK and European scare industry. It basically showcases and nominates all the talented attractions, the certain scenes, best new designs, new companies, best set design, loads of stuff, guys. So the SCAR Awards, the annual SCARE Awards, that's the first part of this episode. Then, after that, it's the Scare Ball, which is a huge fancy dress ball where we have meal, entertainment, dancing, live bands, DJ, and lots of drink. There, I'm going to be honest, there's a few random stuff in there. It's like this every single year. So, guys, if we're too drunk for you, we apologise. But we had a fantastic time. So, without further ado, let's take you into episode 83, part 2 of the ScareCon trilogy special from the SCAR Awards and the Scare Ball. Enjoy.
You're listening to Scare Track.
So we are now here for the SCAR Awards. We just had our first award for best zombie experience. Go to Zombie Infection, best zombie experience of 2018.
So the winner of the best set, costume and makeup goes to Living Nightmare. Okay, next one, please. So this is always an interesting one. It's the standout special effect of animatronics really impressed us over this year. So I'm really, really, genuinely pleased to say the winner is
Baba Yaga.
lots of brand new events, lots of different ideas. So, the nomination for Best Original Concept and Design. The winner is... Creepy Caves Are. The last one before the break. So obviously one of the big things that's scared, but we do like to support lots of parks around Europe. So, sorry guys, can we please have just a little bit of hush while we did the last one, thank you. So the best European attraction, and the winner is... Below at Willoughby Holland. Over the last couple of weeks about the entertainment, obviously we changed now what we did last year, as we've done such a horror a few times. And we just wanted to do something a little bit different. So this year's ScareCon presents Dead Famous.
Ghouls and ghosts, villains and vampires, welcome the Walking Dead legends. Starring
your place, Alex Williams. please have some silence for the final award of the night, and then talk to us. So guys, here we go. For the best Halloween scare attraction for last year, or this year, going to be loud. I think we're going to have another stage invasion. But from who? The winner is...
So we're halfway through the episode now, guys, and you got to enjoy the announcements of all the scars there, the annual Scare Awards, all the winners, so congratulations to absolutely everyone. And now it's time for the second half, and I'm going to put another disclaimer here. First of all, it gets drunk, it gets messy, a little bit more sweary, but we have an absolutely fantastic time. If you want to listen and have a laugh with us, guys, why not? It's nice and fun. You may have seen that we got a little bit drunk on our YouTube vlog as well, guys, on Scarecam. So if you want to watch that as well, head over to the YouTube channel. Just search for Scaretrack and the latest episode of Scarecam from the... Scare Convention at ScareCon, then give it a watch, give it a like, give it a share and subscribe. We really, really do appreciate it. I'll also give another quick disclaimer here, guys. We interview someone next who has had a few personal demons in their life, and they were more than happy to open up and discuss them with us, and we really appreciate that. And we wholeheartedly thank Dan for being on the show and chatting about how not just the scare industry but the whole scare community and the people who work for it and the event he worked for himself and just the overall happiness that people can get from being part of this amazing business, whether you're an actor, an owner, a designer, a fan, this community of scare attractions, and all around the UK and all around Europe and all around the world, over in the US, the haunt community, the scare community, the maze community, whatever you want to call it, we all support each other, we all love each other. And Dan had a real tough time and he fell in love with scare acting and it turned his life around. So yeah, a quick disclaimer here, guys, what you hear at the beginning of this interview may upset you, but it's worth it because Dan really has come out the other end. And then, don't worry, we get drunk and talk some rubbish with loads of other people. So, guys, thanks for listening, and I'll play you the next half.
Okay, Scaretrack fans, I am here with the Dark Reverend Bloodhusk from the Village at Extreme Scream Park, which this evening won Best Halloween Scare Attraction. How are you feeling, Reverend?
Shocked, excited, shaking. It's just, I don't really have words to explain it. I mean, there are personal reasons why it means so much to me. Long story short, I had a very bad year last year and I went through potential suicide. I was sectioned for 3 weeks. Extreme Scream and doing the role of the Dark Reverend Bloodhusk pretty much saved my life. So to have that kind of recognition, I mean, when we were designing the character and they said that they wanted me to do this role, and then I went back and designed the name and everything, all the backstory and everything else I wanted to do, my main goal was always, I didn't want to provide a scare, I wanted to provide an experience in that church. And I'm hoping it delivered.
It definitely delivered. And if you don't know, the guy that we're talking to right now behind Reverend Bloodhusk is Dan Firewolf. You can find him. Is that your real surname?
It's Dan Firewolf Thorpe. Actually Pagan, and Firewolf is my pagan name.
So Dan Firewolf Thorpe.
Yes.
You can find him on Facebook.
Yes.
So Dan is one of the guys. If you go right back to our visit to Extreme Screen Park in October 2017, he is the guy that we give a round of applause to for giving us some out of maze scares. What is it that you love so much about your job that you bring such passion to it?
First of all, it has to be the escapism. And unlike any other kind of acting, unlike going to a movie or going to a theatre production, it's having a role where improv is everything. And it's that moment, like seconds after you've laid that scare, when you see that look in their face and it's like, oh fuck, may have just gone over the line a bit. I mean, for me, experience is everything. I literally go soul deep into my characters. Backstory is everything. You need to know your character so deep, because once you do, that is how you deliver the performance, when you truly believe who you are. I'm acting as someone. I mean, right from start to finish, when I get made up, even the people in the makeup room with me, if they try and talk to me, I call them a filthy flesh rat heretic and then turn my back on them. And I am pretty much the same until I get back in the makeup room, and as soon as my mask comes off, that's when Dan comes back. Other than that, as you obviously found out, and Kate Munro definitely found out, otherwise known as the unofficial bride of Bloodhusk, I've chased someone to their car. But for me, why should the experience end as soon as you leave the attraction? Because when you can make it so immersive and it's like, oh my god, that attraction is actually following me, that is sometimes when you get the most rewarding scares, and it is so much fun. And the other thing I did want to mention, there is a symbol in the church and across four of the buildings in the village called the Seal of the Harvest, which I actually designed. Originally they wanted me to be under a crucifix when I was doing it, and I didn't feel comfortable, so I designed my own symbol. And before I knew it, it had become the unofficial symbol of the village. And I did say, if the village won this category, I would have to get it tattooed.
Oh, there we go. You heard it here first. You're going to get it tattooed.
And I'm gonna do it in a way, probably on the back of my palm, where it looks like it's burnt. So when I'm acting, people will see it.
That would be amazing. Yeah. I hope if that happens, you send us a photo.
Oh, it will. I will send you a photo. Absolutely.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for coming to talk to me this evening.
You're so welcome.
You are one of the main reasons that village won an award this evening, so you should be so proud.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yay! So we're multitasking with a vlog for Miss Kate Munro and a scare trap podcast.
What's your name?
My name.
I can't read it.
You can't read it.
What?
Wagner?
Wagner?
Wagner? Wagner Pizza.
Where are you from?
Netherlands.
Netherlands? Have you got a big penis?
Yes. Yes.
Yay! Get the video! Wave! It's got a big penis!
You can't put that on YouTube. Oh, someone kicked over my wine.
Hold on, I've got a big cock and all. Hold on. Here it is, Sarin. Here it is, cock.
Hey! So it's all a bit crazy here, but we bumped into the lads from Walsall Scare Maze.
Ladies,
we've bumped into the ladies.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hello,
viewers. Is that a rat?
It's a rat. Do you want to introduce yourselves this evening?
There's a rat in my kitchen. What am I going to do? There's a rat in my kitchen.
Anyway, so this is Mrs. Cook.
Hello, darling.
And my name is Mo, Mrs. Cook's friend from next door.
I'm bored and she's fucking bored.
It's Scooby-Doo with a very big penis.
Where are you from?
Where does Scooby live?
Where?
Uranus. Oh, look at the size of that.
Look at that fucking size of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you wouldn't believe it. You can't see on the video because there isn't a video. This is a podcast, but there is men dressed as women here. It's disgusting.
And Kate Munro Groves is going to have an arse like a waffle when she takes them fishnet tights off.
Yeah, but we've come all the way here. Where we come from? Walsall.
Horsell!
Horsell scare me!
Horsell, darling!
So you guys were nominated this evening, but you didn't win.
No, what a fucking surprise, darling!
Who gives a shit?
Just a privilege to be nominated.
It is all a fix.
Sabotage!
Yes!
Sabotage!
Yes, it is a privilege to be nominated and recognised for all the hard work that we don't fucking do.
Brilliant, guys, thank you, and we'll see you at the bar. We are stood at the bar with Martin from Escape Entertainment. Martin, how have you enjoyed ScareCon this evening?
Yeah. Lemonade.
Boo!
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed ScareCon this evening?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Back to Mark in the studio. Okay, so the first section of Scareball this evening has now come to a close. It's roughly around midnight, and we've had the Scar Awards, we've had a lovely meal, we've had a bit of a dance, bit of a drink, and now the Scareball has closed, and we are heading to Flamingos.
No, another Margaritas!
Margaritas, which is above Flamingos, and that's why I keep getting confused. We're heading to Margaritas for more beers.
There is not until a bar called Flamingos, it's called Flambo Jambos, but close.
It's close. So we are now walking across the water park Splash Landings Bridge, which is the most boiling thing you've ever known. So we're heading to Margaritas for drinks until 5 a.m. Mikey, how have you found ScareCon this year?
Really good, thanks. Had a great time. I did a big sneeze then, but other than that,
bless you.
It's been good, thanks. I've enjoyed it.
Okay, and we're also with Martin, my lovely brother, and one of the actors from Escape Entertainment. Martin, how did you find ScareCon this year?
Very, very good, thank you.
That's an amazing insight to them, Martin. Thank you for that. So we are walking in a massive queue, and you can tell I've had a bit to drink, and that's why I'm a little bit breathless as we go through this sweltering bridge through Splash Landings. I'm trying to see who's around that I can talk to, because the lads haven't given me any insight there. So for me, I had an absolutely brilliant time at ScareCon. It was informative as ever throughout the day with the trade stands and the seminars. And then the evening was just absolutely amazing. The entertainment packed a punch with the Dead Famous and the little bit of like flash mob dancing and the singing. It was nice to have a bit of a change up. No matter how much I love Circus of Horrors, it was nice to have something a little bit different. Mikey and Martin have just ditched me there. So yeah, it was nice to have something a little bit different, and then we finished the evening with a bit of a disco with songs from Dead Famous, which for me personally, I've always liked the disco-esque feel of ScareCon, the songs, the dancing, you know, the atmosphere. For me, I think the actual live musician part of it nailed it on the head this year, in the fact that I thought it was a brilliant atmosphere. Everyone was up and dancing, everyone was cheering. If you head back to, what date is it, 22nd of May 2018, and check out our live video from around midnight, you'll see just how much the crowd was going absolutely wild for Dead Famous. So now we're heading into Margaritas Bar. You can hear it's got a little bit more airy, and we'll catch up with you in a bit when I've caught my breath and had a drink. Okay, so we're at the ScareCon, sort of after drinks, and we've met up with our good friend Dennis van Bloeken. I'm hoping I've said that properly.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. So he's always been sort of a spectator at ScareCon, but this year you had a stand. So yeah. How did you find it?
Yeah, it was great.
have my product's care manager, having people to show it for the first time, and everybody loved it. So I'm like really happy, and now it's time to have a beer.
Yeah, definitely time to have a beer. So you've been joining us at ScareCon for about 2-3 years now?
6 years.
6 years? Oh my God.
My first ScareCon was in the Islington factory.
Oh my God, so my maths is way off.
Yeah, with the crazy overnight stay there.
That one was a little bit intense, a little bit weird. Yeah. But yeah, it definitely got
screwed. And the fake seance we got over there after the event.
Yeah. When everyone thought that something had happened and nothing had happened.
But nothing happened and somebody was under the stage throwing things.
Good times,
yeah,
good times.
Definitely.
So how have you found this year compared to other years? Have you found it to be better, different?
It's much the same as last year. Only I like that the haunted houses are in tomorrow instead of today, because now you got all the time to just have time to relax between the trade show part and the talks and the scare ball afterwards.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I completely agree. Like, for me, sometimes it feels a bit rushed when you have to finish the trade shows, finish the last talk, and then run to a maze and then run back and try and get changed. So I think that this year, I'm so excited for tomorrow, but I don't know how a 5 a.m. bar is going to translate into a 9 a.m. get up and go to maze.
I don't know if I will be here at 5 a.m. because I'm a little bit tired after talking to everybody and all the impressions you get and all the new ideas you get from everybody. Because when you're talking about your product, they are always giving you feedback like, oh, can I do this or can I do that? So you have to process that also. So I hope I will get to 2-3-ish, then I'm happy.
Yeah, definitely. So we're sort of seeing it as a challenge. Yeah. So we are like challenged to get to 5 a.m. whereas Mike is really hungover.
Why not pull an all-nighter?
Well, we're going to the water park after the mazes, so I don't know if swimming...
Or drowning.
Oh, drowning is a good idea. But Mike has seen it as a bit of a challenge that we're going to stay up till 5 a.m. I don't think we are.
No.
But we've bet £50 on it, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So the main thing I know you from, obviously from ScareCon, but I've seen you quite a lot at Europa Park in Germany.
Yes.
So they just won Best European Attraction for Traumatica.
Yes.
Did you do Traumatica?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did? Did you think that they were worthy of the prize?
I think they are. I think they made a real big switch compared to last year and this year.
Yeah.
The best year for me, Traumatica, is the very first year. But it had a capacity of 100 people an hour.
The first ever Horror Nights.
First ever Horror Nights. And after that, it only got worse and worse and worse. And now they switched it and amped it up really to the storyline, to the experience, to all the fractions that working together. And that's a thing that worked for me. If you compare it to a Wallaby, Wallaby is also doing really great, but they are not changing that much. They only add one new haunted house about every year, every 2 years. So they're not renewing enough.
Yeah.
Where Europa Park now got something completely new and exciting and...
Different.
Yeah.
But the ultimate question is, what fraction are you?
I'm resistance.
Resistance!
Or the motorbike gang.
The pack. See, Mike is the pack.
Mm-hmm.
Kate with the pink hair, she's resistance. I'm a shadow. I get picked on the most, though, as a shadow.
Yeah. I like the house from the resistance. Was like really great with the bungee scares and things like that. I like the shadows also, and the pact. The other two fractions were like,
Yeah, But you always need your filler mazes, didn't you? You always need your queue eaters, that kind of place, So will you be going to Europa again this year?
I already booked.
Have you already booked? So have I. High five. Yeah. Booked and paid for.
I was talking to Michael, and I already booked the weekend of your wedding.
No! So you're going the week before we go?
Yes.
I'll try not to look out for spoilers.
Okay.
But yeah, thank you so much for talking to me this evening, and now we'll get back on the beer. I am here with the most important person in the entirety of ScareCon and the entirety of life, and that is Miss Kate Munro.
And can I just say, I love Hannah so much.
I love Kate so much. So we're match.
Wow. If you were getting married, we'd be getting married, Hannah. Okay. Exactly.
Have you enjoyed ScareCon, Kate?
Oh my god, I freaking loved it.
How much gin have you had?
I don't even know. I'm on water now because I've had that much gin that I know in my head I need water.
Are we gonna go and have a dance?
Yeah, let's go have a dance.
Let's go have a dance. Woo!
Come on.
Let's do the time warp!
Let's do the time warp again!
So we are outside the ScareCon after party sort of drinks. Woo! And I'm with Miss Kate Munro, part of ScareTrack, artist extraordinaire.
Oh, you flatter me, Hannah, you flatter me.
Always. So how did you find ScareCon this year?
You know what, I really enjoyed it. I always find ScareCon a bit of a friendly gathering, but this time it was really good for building actual network connections, and I had quite a few people approach me about potential business things, which was quite interesting. It was nice to showcase my talents, so.
Exciting stuff.
I'm a dreamer.
And so we've been sort of like left alone to our own devices.
I love Hannah.
And I love
so
Kate.
You know.
So we've been having quite a lot to drink. Quite a lot to drink, I would
say. No hot single guys that are straight at ScareCon, so you know.
We're swiping left on all the guys.
Who is the guy that swiped left on me all the time?
I don't know.
I didn't even confront him about this.
We need to find the fittest, but the fittest are married.
I need my water. You know. I've had too much gin. Where is all... This started out quite serious and now where's it gone?
I mean, So I'm going to wrap it up there before we get a bit crazy. So we're heading back into the dance area, so we're going to get our grooves on. Okay, so I've stumbled into the smoking area of ScareCon, the after drinks, and I've stumbled into Ems Warren. Hi!
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm brilliant, how are you?
I'm good. I've lost my voice a little bit cheering for everyone, but it's good, it's been fun.
So we know Ems from various different scare attractions, but recently she's going to be doing some LARPing. Do you want to talk us about that?
Yeah, so LARPing is live action role play. We are bringing, me and my partner Matt, who's chatting over there somewhere, we're bringing horror to, quite immersive horror to LARP, which is something that I think some events have done, but maybe not to the extent that we are looking to do. So it's going to be 36 hours of in-character interactions, kind of based around the idea of Stalker, Metro, the real nasty, gritty, post-apocalyptic, horror. So bringing the experiences I had doing the horror stuff, obviously working with immersive events, Twins of Evil, who've just won an award. Go Toby. And then obviously Matt bringing his LARP and his military kind of training experience. So we're hoping to create a really interesting event for people.
I'm really excited. You were talking it up to us sort of yesterday over a few drinks, not as many as we've had now. But to me, it sounds, for someone that hasn't done LARPing before but knows what it is, to me it sounds like the best way to explain it for people in our industry is a fully immersive event. Yeah. Not just an immersive event, which is what we get from the likes like said events. Like LARPing is fully immersive.
Yeah, well, certain events are starting to... hey, Mikey. Certain events are starting to obviously bring in that kind of LARPing-esque style of people participating in groups, and they're coming together and they're obviously interacting within a setting for quite a long time. I mean, most people are used to scare events in our industry being only about 10-15 minutes. But Z events are bringing something that we want to do more of. And I've always tried to bring huge immersive elements to the stuff I do. So anyone that did Lockdown Sanatorium will know what I brought to that. And it was literally, hey, let's let people loose for 2 hours in a prison. Let's just do it and see what happens. You know, give them a bit of free rein. Get them as immersed as possible. I mean, if I could have, I would have told them, come in character. But, you know, you can't just throw people in the scare industry who aren't used to it into something that they're not used to. They're not going to get it. But we're starting with the LARP community, and we're bringing the horror into that, and then hopefully we can start getting some of these guys involved, which would be epic. I mean, both of us are aiming to go to Zed events in our kit. Zombie Infection have said, come on, come down. So we're like, yeah, we'll do that. We love getting dressed up. Hell, we walk around Worcester like it. If we're not walking around Worcester repping someone like V2A in our kit, we're not happy.
So if anyone wants to get involved in the LARPing events that you guys do, how can they get involved in those? Where can they find it?
So we are actually, we're sold out on player places. We are having 45 people come through as players, but we want double the amount of crew to players. And basically, if you fancy coming down and being 36 hours immersed into a horror event in what's going to be the Grange Live Gaming Centre in Birmingham, pretending that you're in tunnels, trying to survive all kinds of mutants and kind different factions that want to fuck up everything, then yeah, just search for Blind Dogs on Facebook and we'll get you involved.
Brilliant, thank you
so much. No worries, thank you.
Now we're recording. Right, my name is Mikey, I'm here with Seb. Seb, how's it going?
Oh, it's wonderful, how are you?
I'm going to have to turn this way down. I'm great. Dripping. We're also joined by Callum, the sexiest guy at ScareCon. Callum, how are you?
I'm very, very, very drunk.
Excellent. How's all the sex going?
Is all the sex going good?
Very good, very good, very good. I've had two transvestites, I've had three drag queens, and I'm on my next one in a minute. So.
Okay, excellent. Well, on that note, I need to save some of this for tomorrow. How much we got left? I've got 30 minutes for tomorrow. So good night, everyone. Good night from me.
Good night from me.
And good night from Callum.
Good night, everybody.
You're listening to Skate Track.
So there we go, that brings us to the end of episode 83 of the Scare Track podcast and part 2 of our ScareCon 2018 trilogy. From the Scars, the Scare Awards and the Scare Ball as well. Like I say, yeah, we get quite drunk, so I do apologise, but hey, we can let our hair down once or twice, can't we? We're always professional throughout the whole year, give or take. So, guys, everyone who was at ScareCon and the Scareball, thank you so much for making that night absolutely memorable. We had a fantastic time with all of you. And we can't wait till next year at Twin Lakes Park in Melton Mowbray, Extreme Screen Park. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. So, guys, before I leave you at the end of this episode, like I said on the last episode, part one, we have a vlog up online. ScareCam is back on YouTube, so just search for ScareTrack and you'll find the latest episode of ScareCam there. If you're the vlogging type, then our co-host, Miss Kate Monroe, was vlogging throughout the day for her fantastic, beautiful piece of art. She did some body art and we had all the horror icons. Guys, it needs to be seen to believe. It's so, so amazing. So check out, just search for Miss Kate Monroe over on YouTube and you'll be able to find her vlog as well. So that brings us to the end of this episode, guys. Remember, contact us in all the usual ways over on our social media, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter and Facebook. Just search for ScareTrack. We really do love interacting with you guys, and it's really picked up since ScareCon as well. So, guys, keep it coming. We love it. And we'll see you on the next episode, which is part 3 of the ScareCon 2018 convention. Cheers, guys. See you next episode.